The Coniston Hotel and Country Estate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
The Coniston Hotel, Country Estate and Spa has something for everyone. Whether you're a foodie or a countryfile, a shooter or a spa lover, you can take yourself away from the life strife for an escape into the Yorkshire countryside. And once you've slept in the gorgeous rooms, quaffed the range of gins and sampled the hearty breakfasts, you can make the most of the multitude of activities available. One such activity is archery, which I went along to try out earlier this year. Now, I need you to bear in mind that I have done archery before, so I'm not sure that you can count me as a beginner, strictly speaking. I have honed my skills on the range at a cub camp. So if you're a beginner, however, the Coniston's friendly team of instructors are there to let you know how to make the most of your bow and arrows. First, you need to kit up.
If you're right-handed, one of these needs to go on your left hand like that. You probably need to help one another put them on, OK? I'll give them to the ladies first. Gents first.
I'll be ladies.
And then if you could also put one on your left hand, please. Yeah. And on your right, because you're left-handed, are you? OK? Are we all done? Let's have a look.
Then it's the most important bit.
Right, just a bit on safety, first of all. I'm going to teach you individually for a couple of minutes each, and then we'll try and get a couple of scores out of you. When I'm teaching someone, if you're resting, we just remain behind here, please, then I know where you are. Also, when we're out there, please don't leave the front of this cubicle unless I say it's okay to do so, because someone else might be shooting next door. There's nothing worse than arrow in the back. It's really painful, it's difficult to get you in the car. Okay.
And let's face it, nobody wants blood on the interiors. There are two very important bits of apparatus when it comes to archery. First,
bow, right? Recurve bow. This is called the riser. Nice pistol grip for you to get hold of there. And these are the limbs. And this is Dacron bowstring with a knocking point there. Okay? I'm just going to show you this stance first of all. Feet apart, same width as your shoulders, facing that direction. Except for you, bad boy. You're facing that direction, OK?
The bad boy there is the left-handed member of the group. I should mention that I was at the Coniston as part of a day to introduce businesses to potential away days and team-building activities, and trust me, they are great fun. Now, that bow, there's a particular way to grip it.
So I miss a finger, and then down. Tuck that thumb in like that, it has no use other than when you draw back, just push that thumb, that's to do your thumb into your face there, and it'll leave a memory of where you need to pull the arrow back each time you shoot. Okay, so nice and consistency. Not my arm is doing the work here, put the arm up a bit. You've seen the same bolt do this, haven't you? Well, I want you to do that, but I want you to remain upright at the same time.
Anything Usain Bolt can do, I can do too. Honest. You might just be able to hear some loud noises in the background. That's the clay pigeon shooting range just down the road, which is also well worth a visit, but also has a range of safety rules attached. Anyway, the other pieces of apparatus.
Arrows. Big pointy things.
Yeah. There was a bit more to that induction, but which way up you load an arrow, that's quite visual. So we'll skip that and we'll go straight to the competition. Let's head over to our contest commentator, Christopher Dean.
Welcome to the Coniston for the Coniston Archery Contest here at the Coniston. I'll be with you for every whoosh, kadoing and twang of this fantastic Coniston archery event. Let's meet the contestants, hoping to score a bullseye.
Hi, I'm Luke. I work at Intelligent Business Transfer, help people buy and sell businesses.
Pleased to meet you, Luke.
Hi, my name's Joanne. I work in mortgage litigation.
Welcome, Joanne.
Hi, I'm Martin, and I own and operate a dry cleaning and laundry business in Harrogate.
Martin, welcome.
Hello, I'm Tom, and I'm a professional talker for Stray FM.
Tom, don't be silly. Tom claims he's not a beginner, having done archery at Cubs. However, I think we should get some instruction before we get going.
I'm looking down at the top of that yellow for me.
Let's get the contest underway. It has to be said, the standard is not particularly high. The first person to actually hit the target with their arrow is presumably going to win, because so far they've all fallen about 2 feet in front of the person's feet that are trying to fire the arrow. So not exactly Olympic standard here today. Let's hope this one goes really, really well.
Oh!
No, right. Oh dear. I don't know if you remember in the Robin Hood Disney cartoon where the arrow had been fired, central bullseye, and then Robin Hood pops up, fires another arrow so much in the centre, it actually splits the arrow already in the target, clefts it in twain, and gets a complete and total bullseye to everyone's merriment, apart from King John, who was nasty. Do you remember that? Well, nobody here is anywhere near as good as that. Well, what a pretty pathetic afternoon of archery it's been. Time now, though, to get the results.
In fourth place, we have Martin Williams, with 47. Third place, Tom, with his microphone Harland, at 48.
Oh.
Second, with 49, Luke Duncan. And the crafty lady, Joanne Gascoigne, with a talented 52.
Woo-hoo!
OK, maybe I'm not a natural archer and that dream should be shelved for now. It was a fantastic day out, however, and topped off with an afternoon tea in the beautiful Huntsman's Lodge. It'll be one I'll remember for a long time. To find out more about the Coniston's activities for families, adults and corporate events, as well as to book your table in one of the splendid restaurants, head to theconistonhotel.com.
The Coniston Hotel and Country Estate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.